Dan?
A question I'll have for the panel members is, what defines the end of the holiday? That is, you don't want to wait until someone's symptomatic. We know that from the Nordic trial. So what defines the holiday? Reverse resist criteria? Is a 10% progression enough to make you put someone back, 20%? Tough to write in protocols. Another comment is, unfortunately, the comparison of chemo versus biologics, which is in the DREAM trial of Bev with or without a lot of, for a holiday drug, versus the British trial, which is either cetuximab or no treatment, 6 cycles of FOLFOX cetuximab and you're off. Unfortunately, they're not all in the same studies, so we'll be stuck with cross-trial comparisons of no treatment versus all treatment versus some treatment or biologics alone. So,
Rich,
comments of what defines a holiday, the end of the vacation.
You know, I think that this sort of question really defies the kind of guidelines that NCCN likes to put together. There's so many different considerations. There's the person's psychology. There's some patients that I'll say to them, can you stand the thought of knowing that you have cancer and not do anything about it? Is that going to be such a detrimental thing to your quality of life that you'd rather put up with coming to see me every 2 weeks? I believe that there are some patients with 5 little lung metastases that you can probably safely not initiate treatment on for some time and give them their holiday up front. Although we seldom do that because a diagnosis of new metastatic disease weighs on people's minds. And, you know, I think there's some patients that it's probably inappropriate to give a drug holiday to, those with bulky liver disease or those with a lot of peritoneal disease whose first sign of progression may be a catastrophe such as liver failure or bowel obstruction. And then knowing when to come back in if you do decide to take a holiday is also a challenge. You want to try and finesse it by coming in just before they have symptoms or something like that. And it gets to be, to some degree, something that's fun because you're judging each patient and weighing each circumstance to the best of your ability, except when you misjudge and somebody develops a catastrophe. So somebody whose clinic is mainly made up of colon cancer patients, it keeps my clinic from being monotonous, but challenging.
Alan, how do you approach this issue?
I favor absolute holidays. Maybe it's living in the urban area and people not wanting to battle bridges or parking. It seems to be a recurrent theme up here, but I agree with Rich. It's not for everybody. The patient with bulky disease may not be a patient I'd offer it. I mean, I'm a believer, if you really look up in Webster's what palliation means, it's trying to improve the quality of life. And I think stopping therapy can often help to improve the quality of life. But very complex. And I find it's the default position probably is just continue the chemotherapy because it's much easier to explain to a patient you're going to continue chemotherapy than it often is to tell them you're going to discontinue it. But I do offer holidays. I think we need a data set on whether discontinuing bevacizumab, for example, is going to be a problem. And so will there be escape from bevacizumab? And you could rationalize that there might be. And to me, that is a real concern.
Norm?
So whatever data we have were generated without biologics. So I'm intrigued with question 125. When I try to give cetuximab patients holidays, and they are exhibiting a response, I notice that they feel worse in their time off treatment and almost immediately feel better when treatment resumes. That's the counter holiday. Has anyone else seen this? And that might be a real issue. If patients are feeling so wonderfully well during their drug holiday, the likelihood of wanting to go back, I think, becomes somewhat more daunting.
Axel?
I think it just underscores how individual therapy has to be. And I think this is the problem when we try to mirror our clinical experience. And as Rich said, we're in the good situation that we mainly see GI colorectal cancer patients. When we mirror our clinical experience and try to mirror it in clinical trials, I mean, designing a trial according to individual patient characteristics is a daunting task, particularly since you are so far still kind of limited by issues of clinical trial design, endpoint, RECIST criteria, and all these things. So I think it really goes back to the oncologic experience of everyone in the room. And we all know those patients that need to be kept on therapy because otherwise the tumor kind of escapes. And we have patients whose tumors are completely controllable for a long time, even without therapy. So the question is, how to define these patients? Optimox 2 actually tried to approach this issue by defining alkaline phosphatase days, number of metastases, and other parameters as some characteristics for good or poor prognostic patients with chemotherapy-free intervals. And I think part of the idea is that we might utilize in some fashion in our clinical practice anyway.